This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Countries continue to evacuate their diplomats and citizens from Sudan's capital, Khartoum, as fighting between two rival factions in northeastern African country continues. Canada, Egypt, France, Germany, Italy, Sweden, and the United States are among the nations using aircraft and convoys to bring foreign nationals out of Sudan. More than 420 people have been killed so far, and thousands have been injured. Sudanese nationals are fending for themselves amid power blackouts and loss of internet service. Some Sudanese have made the decision to escape in cars and buses along dangerous roads. Hours after diplomats from the U.S. and other countries were safely evacuated from Sudan, there were images of fighting between the Sudanese paramilitary rapid support forces and the Sudanese armed forces. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias has more.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak announced Sunday in a tweet that Britain's diplomatic staff has left the country. The U.S. is currently assessing how to support thousands of American citizens left behind, retired Colonel Steve Gagnier told ABC.
The Pentagon overnight said that they could maybe think about setting up a safe corridor between Khartoum and Port Sudan, and that presumably using drones would allow the U.S. Navy to take people out by sea.
The majority of U.S. civilians still in Sudan are Sudanese Americans working on aid missions. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Officials say Washington does not plan to coordinate a large-scale evacuation of private U.S. citizens in Sudan due to a volatile security situations and closure of Khartoum's main airport. There are believed to be about 16,000 Americans in Sudan, many of them dual nationals and aid workers. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said he's been in close communication with U.S. citizens in Sudan to help facilitate departure routes. This is VOA News. A Sweden-based watchdog group says global military spending grew for the eighth consecutive year in 2022 to an all-time high of $2.24 trillion. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In a study, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute says expenditure in Europe saw its steepest year-on-year increase in at least 30 years. The hike of 13% was chiefly due to Russian and Ukrainian expenditure. The watchdog adds military spending to Ukraine and concerns about a heightened threat from Russia had strongly influenced many other states' spending decisions. The three largest spenders in all last year were the US, China and Russia, who jointly accounted for 56% of the expenditure. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Kenyan authorities say they've now recovered the bodies of 58 people, members of the Good News International Church, who are believed to have starved themselves on the instructions of their pastor. The death toll is expected to rise, as the Kenyan Red Cross says 178 members of the church are still missing. Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi, Kenya.
Kenyan security forces and residents of the coastal town of Malindi continue to recover the bodies of people who starved themselves to death after following the teachings of Good News International Church Pastor Paul Mackenzie. Kenya's Inspector General of Police, Japhet Koome, said an additional 11 bodies were exhumed from Mackenzie land in Shakahola Forest on Monday. He said 29 people were rescued. Pastor Mackenzie was arrested more than a week ago after four of his followers died of starvation, thinking it was a way to meet Jesus, according to reports. President Ruto has directed security agencies to monitor the activities of religious leaders who promote dangerous ideologies. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Across the U.S., many downtown areas vacated by teleworkers since the COVID pandemic are being revived, with office buildings being converted into housing. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Across the country, office-to-housing conversions are being pursued as a potential lifeline for struggling business districts that emptied out during the pandemic and haven't recovered. Cities like Seattle, Dallas, Boston, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. have released revitalization plans with things like rezoning, tax breaks for below-market units, and design competitions. Downtown residents tout easy transportation and fun hangouts, but the plans are not without challenges. The neighborhoods still typically lack affordable grocery stores, green spaces, and businesses that people need after hours, and high-rise offices can be difficult to convert, with potential environmental remediation and the need for hundreds of additional bathrooms, kitchens, and access to natural air and light. I'm Jennifer King.
From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.